Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, April 6th, I think is going to the truth, Paul Pierce. Listen, social media is calling for Paul Pierce to get Donkey of the Day. I don't know if he's deserving of it, but it's worth a discussion in Breakfast Club court this morning. Now, I'm not going to ever discredit Paul Pierce. 10 times NBA All-Star, 2008 NBA Champion, 2008 NBA Finals MVP, jersey retired by the Boston Celtics. One of the greatest Boston Celtics of all time. You have to give it up for Paul Pierce. He's a whole basketball legend in these streets, okay? Mm-hmm. But just like I give someone the credit for being dope, I have to give them the credit they deserve for being stupid. See, if you haven't heard, Paul Pierce has been fired by ESPN, and I need to let the record show that I'm not giving Paul Pierce Donkey of the Day for what he did. I'm giving Paul Pierce Donkey of the Day for how he did it, okay? He's out at ESPN, parted ways, fired, whatever you want to call it. And people are saying he was possibly fired because over the weekend he posted an IG live of him smoking weed, drinking some adult beverages, and strippers dancing all around him. I totally missed all of this, by the way, on the weekend. I disconnect from social media pretty much. Not to mention between Falcon and the Winter Soldier and the verses between the Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind & Fire. I was preoccupied, okay? But Paul Pierce, from what I saw, he looked like he was having the same Saturday night that millions of men were probably having all around the world, okay? Weed, liquor, scantily clad women. I don't care if the scantily clad woman is your wife. Those are the weekend vibes. But when you work at ESPN, owned jointly by Disney, if you are partaking in a good-ass night like this, don't put it on Instagram Live. That's why I said I don't see Paul Pierce getting Donkey of the Day for what he did, but it's how he did it. Let's go to Fox Sports Radio 1 with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker for the report, please.
Paul Pierce, former Celtics All-Star and NBA champion, now a former analyst with ESPN because he was given his walking papers today. A few days after that viral video went out with his Instagram Live of him allegedly smoking the ganja at a poker/erotic dancer party. According to reports, ESPN and Pierce have agreed to part ways. And according to the New York Post, their sources say that one of the big reasons why they decided to move on from Paul Pierce as an NBA analyst on their network is because he chose to put the videos out on his own. If he had been filmed doing the exact same things on his own and they became viral, hey, it is what it is. You're on your private time.
Okay. I understand that. Can we hear some of this video?
My neck. I need a neck massage.
But look, True brand coming out. We got Fire coming out. We got Terminator brand coming out. We investing. We doing big things. You might see me on the NBA team.
I'm not married. What you mean cheating on my wife, dog? You tripping.
Good cushion out the house. I got some bells like a car. I don't know what it is, and I can't go. Hey, we lied there.
I don't hear or see anything out of the ordinary. He was in California. Weed is legal. He's 43, clearly of drinking age. The women were there clearly for entertainment. I'm sure they were compensated nicely. It looked like they were at a house, which is exactly where you should be with that kind of action. I'm all about the house. You hear me? What's the point of having all this money, a nice crib, and leaving it? Okay? Why go to the party when I can bring the party to me? I know y'all sitting here saying, well, damn, Uncle Charlotte. Brother Leonard, it doesn't even seem like you want to give Paul Pierce Donkey of the Day. Well, I try to make all of these a teachable moment, and a lot of you seem to think it's donkey worthy, and I can see why. See, Paul Pierce spent 3.5 years with ESPN. He appears on NBA Countdown and The Jump. ESPN is partially owned by Disney, which requires its employees to be squeaky clean, which is some BS because nobody's perfect. And I just don't understand why we keep holding people to these standards of perfection that are simply not sustainable. But Paul has been there for 3.5 years and hasn't had any problems. So clearly he's able to walk that line. So why now? I have some theories. One is, how do we know Paul Pierce wasn't already parting ways with ESPN? This behavior is very YOLO, okay? It's very effort I'm leaving anyway. Like, Paul Pierce is not a dummy. He knows he works for Disney. He knows what he signed up for. So for him to jump out there and do this now is very strange. But like I said, I don't care about what Paul Pierce was doing. I care about how he did it. See, Paul Pierce was born in 1977, a year before me. He's 43 years old. I'm disappointed that a 43-year-old grown-ass man is on IG Live bragging about things we used to do and didn't tell nobody. Like, you youngins literally okay, literally brag about things that my generation did and didn't tell nobody. I don't know Paul Pierce's marital situation. He says he's not married in this video. I thought he was, but he's not moving like a married man in this video. But once again, why is this even on video? Could you play what Chris Broussard and Rob Parker said at the end?
Which one?
The isolated one.
It's because he chose to put the videos out on his own.
Play it one more time.
Is because he chose to put the videos out on his own.
Why is this on video? Look, I have no problem with niggas nigging. I expect niggas to nig. But why can't we nig in private? Especially when said nigga has something to lose. If you're 40 and up and you have... When you're 40 and up, you have to remember that you are indeed 40 and up. Sometimes we forget who we are and we start mimicking the younger generation. But when you come from an era where you didn't broadcast all your business, why start now? Especially when the business is niggatry. You're not a rapper, you're a multimillionaire. Former broadcaster for ESPN. Owned by Disney. Disney, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck. You know you in business with Disney, Paul, so why you acting goofy? Once again, I don't think Paul Pierce deserves Donkey of the Day for what he did, but for how he did it. I believe, you know, he was in L.A. Weed is legal. You can smoke weed, you can drink, you can ask strippers at the house, but why put it on Instagram? You 43. Let the young boys do young boy things. Okay, you Paul Pierce, a seasoned veteran. You know better. Matter of fact, in the LeBron James version of the Bible, it says in 1 Corinthians 13:11, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. I told all my business like a child and let my boy smell my finger like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me and didn't put my niggatry on social media. It's in the King James, LeBron James version of the Bible, Paul. It comes a point in time when men our age have to drop the low from YOLO. We gotta drop the low from YOLO and get low, okay, with how we move out here like we used to back in the day. I'm all for adapting with new technology for certain things, but when I'm kicking it with friends, doing plant-based medicine, having some adult beverages, talking, put the phones away, okay? Because when I drop the low from YOLO, I'm left with just the yo. And sometimes that's what we have to say to each other when we see us acting like Paul Pierce was acting this weekend, okay? Sometimes you just gotta scream at your man, yo, with disgust in your voice. And you know what yo stands for? You old, so act like it. Now, does Paul Pierce deserve a hee-haw? Let's discuss. 1-800-585-1051.
Let's talk about
this. It's time
for
a little Breakfast Club court.
That's right. 800-585-1051. Paul Pierce, you know him. He is a superstar. He's a legend when it comes to the NBA.
10-time NBA All-Star, baby. 2008 NBA Finals MVP. 2008 NBA Champion, okay?
He had a little shindig over the weekend, and he had a little, as you old people say, a little marijuana, a little ganja, a little Mary Jane.
What do you mean, as us old people say? You in here with a full,
like, what was that
you
about?
In here with a full dyed beard.
It's not about me this morning. We're talking about Paul Pierce. And I would like to say, yeah, he was hanging. He had a couple of girls with him. He was drinking some drinks, and he allegedly got fired because of it. Should he get Donkey today? Call us right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.